The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And I know that even in this service tonight, God will speak to someone in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. If you are that person, let your amen be the loudest. This is a month of divine lifting. And God has been lifting us specially. I'll be preaching on something very unique that I've never preached on before. Last week, I spoke on something I don't think I've ever spoken on before. And tonight also, I'll be speaking on a topic that I'm not sure I've ever spoken about it in a church like this. Maybe in a conference or things like that. I might have said something similar. But this tonight is unique. And I know it will bless you uniquely in the name of Jesus. Divine lifting via love for your nation. Divine lifting via love for your nation. Divine lifting via love for the nation. Love is the nature of God. And you are designed to be lifted by God, and one of the things that lifts you in life is love. You are designed by God for various kinds of lifting. And one of the things that blesses and lifts people is love for the nation. We have spoken extensively on love for God. We spoke on that on Sunday. In the evening, we came here for Valentine and we spoke on how to love in relationship and marriage and etc. But today, we want to look at love for the nation. For a nation to rise, the citizen must love the nation. A good Christian that will rise and be lifted in any nation must love that nation. You cannot be lifted or prosper. You cannot be lifted in the nation or prosper in the nation that you don't love. Loving the nation, loving your country, loving your state, and of course, loving the people there is one of the things that qualifies you for lifting in that nation. In Psalms 122, verse 6, the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love it. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they will prosper. Anybody that loves it will prosper. You will prosper in this nation in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, important facts about love and nation building. Important facts about love and nation building. No nation can be great if the citizens don't love it. I just said that earlier on. But that's the fact number one. Your nation can never be great. No nation can be great except the citizens of those nations and those that reside in that nation love the nation. Number two important facts about love and nation building is that destroying the nation is destroying the people. When a nation is destroyed, the people are destroyed. When a nation has low per capita income, the people have low per capita income. When the nation's healthcare is destroyed, the people have low healthcare rates or low healthcare system, as it were. Destroying a nation is destroying the people. Number three important facts about love and nation building is that nation lovers are builders and not destroyers of the nation. Nation lovers are builders of the nation. They are not destroyers of the nation. They don't destroy the nation. They build the nation. And number four, important facts about love and nation building is that nation do not make people. It is people that make nations. Nations do not make people. It is people that make nations. I was in the UK for the first time in my life, I think about 12 or 13 years ago, I can't remember, thereabout. And I was surprised to see beggars also on the road. I thought it was only in Nigeria. And what that told me is that there are rich people everywhere and there are poor people everywhere. People are rich everywhere. People are poor everywhere. So it's not about the nation. It's about you. And by the time I finish with my message tonight, you understand what I'm talking about. There is no nation you will go and you will not see great men. There's no nation that you will go and you will not see people that are peasants, beggars, people with nothing as per vision, life. So great people are everywhere, and people that are ready to destroy nations are also everywhere. You will be part of the nation builders in Jesus' name. What does it mean to love your nation? Because I said this nation building will bring about your lifting. What does it mean to love your nation? Number one, or A, loving your nation means living in peace with citizens and obeying the laws of the land. Number one way to love your nation is living in peace in the nation. There is nothing profitable in one tribe killing another tribe. Hello? Hello? There is nothing profitable in one tribe killing another tribe. There is nothing profitable in hatred or disobeying the rules and regulations of the nation. Any nation where the citizens hate themselves, that nation can never develop. B, what does it mean to love your nation? It is having deep affection for the nation by contributing to its development. Deep affection for the nation by adding value to its development. Like I said, nation does not build people. It is people that build nations. So if you are ever going to be great, you must be a person that has a deep affection for your nation. And you are a contributor to the development of the nation. You are adding value in one way or the other to the progress, to the development, to the advancement of the nation. You cannot be great in a nation that you are not ready to add any value to. Zero times zero will always be zero. If you are not ready to add value to your nation, it's not likely your nation will add value to you. What does it mean to love a nation? Number three is supporting the nation builders and condemning the nation destroyers. What does it mean to love your nation? You support those who are adding value to the nation. Those who are in production. Those who are in ministry. Those who are in technology. Those who are in fashion. Those who are in law, in accounting. Those who are in architect. Those who are adding one form of value or another. Teachers, lecturers. Those who are contributing to the advancement of the nation. You support them. And when you notice that some people are against the nation, you turn your backs against them. That's how to love your nation. If you are going to be lifted in the nation, you must love nation builders and you must have personal distaste for those that want to destroy the nation. Why do you think America is great? America is great because the people have a passion for the nation. They can do anything to you if they notice that you want to destroy their nation. Their passion is phenomenal. That's why it's great. Why is China great? China is great because they have a very intense passion for Chinese, including the language of the Chinese. If you get there and you can't speak their language, they don't. You must learn it somehow. or you get someone to interpret to you, very passionate. A small boy in China is always looking for something to add to the nation. And that's why China today is the nation that has the largest amount of cash. More than America, more than Britain. They have cash. They can buy anything and anybody. Because the people love the nation. And so the nation is prospering. D, what does it mean to love your nation? It is promoting godly values in the nation. Promoting godly values in the nation. You go against values that are in dissonance to the building of the nation. Homosexuality, you go against it. Corruption, you hate it with passion. Banditry, you have it. You don't want to have any parts to do with banditry because they are not godly values. They are not values that yahoo. You don't say it publicly to friends that my boyfriend is a yahoo boy. It's a shame. Godly values must be promoted if you and I will grow and we do well in our nation. You will do well in the name of Jesus. I say you will do well in the name of Jesus. I say you will do well in the name of Jesus. I'm still on the foundation, so let me double up. What does it mean to love your nation? E is praying regularly for your nation. Psalm 122 verse 6 to 9. Psalm 122 verse 6 to 9. Praying regularly. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love it. Peace be within thy walls, O Nigeria. Somebody say amen. And prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. If you love your nation, you pray about it. Anybody you love, you pray for them regularly. If you don't pray for your nation regularly, you don't love your nation. And if you don't love your nation, lifting and prosperity in that nation might be a little bit difficult because you only prosper in a place where you love. Blessings come to you in a nation that you have an affection for. F. What does it mean to love your nation? It is finding lasting solution to our problem rather than criticizing the problem. Finding solution to the problems of the nation. You are not a part of the problem. You are part of the solution to the problem of the nation. You are not adding to the problem. You are reducing the problem of the nation. Looking for avenues to reduce the problem of the nation. Not using your money to foster and to using your money to sponsor evil in the nation. Using your money to buy guns and sharing to people that if anybody cause problem, let's kill everybody. That's not love for the nation. Love for the nation is finding solution. Somebody say solution. Somebody say solution. Somebody say solution. Finding solution to the problems of the nation. That's why if you are in business, if you are a Christian, you become a solid Christian with a good business sense to solve problems in your line of business. Anywhere you find yourself, you are solution driven, looking for avenues to solve the mirage of problems in the nation. And I want to tell you this, it is in solving problems that you get rich, that you get resources. If you are employed in an organization, you are employed to solve a problem. If you run a business, you are running a business to solve a problem. If you are not solving a problem, you can't prosper. That's why the Bible says, he that does not work, he that does not solve a problem, must not eat. Why do we respect God so much? Because he solves our problems. He keeps solving our problem. On the day God doesn't solve our problem again, there's no light, there's no day, there's no breath, there's no, then that's all. So if you want to be valuable in your nation, you must be a problem solver. And that is what you will be in the name of Jesus. G. How to love your nation is disconnecting from evildoers and connecting with nation lovers. If you want to love your nation, you disconnect from people who are the ones that want to, if you are connected to them before, those that want to make the nation dry, you disconnect from them. There's one woman that is quite popular and has become a little more popular now, called Okoye Weala, who was a former finance minister. And I heard she has just been appointed a DG for WTO. She was in this nation, and she was in a government, and she saw that government to be corrupt. She resigned. That's what they call honor. That's what they call love for the nation. She said, I will not be a part of the collapse of this nation. I will not be a part of the collapse of this nation. And then I remember very well, there's another lady in the same government with her at that time that stole money to the extent that her son stole money and even bought private jets, used to carry girlfriends on private jets. I remember I met one of my friends who works in Port Harcourt and who works in one of the oil companies. She bought over several companies that are into oil. One for $8 million, $10 million. And they just pay cash. But where are they today? When they are walking on the street, people snap them and post it on Instagram. I see so person. I'm seeing so person. Can you see her walking? This is the person that stole all our money. Disconnecting from evil people, destroying the nation, and connecting with nation lovers, builders of the nation, men and women adding value to the nation. Abraham was a nation builder. They respected him in the nation. He was adding value to the nation. Everywhere he went to, he was a man of value. May you become a man and a woman of value from today. I say, may you become a man and a woman of value from today. When he was looking for a place to bury his wife, they said, take it for free because of the value. He said, no, I will not take anything for free here. He said, what is it worth? And they said, what it was worth. He paid for it. He was a man of phenomenal value. Isaac was a man of value. He added so much value, the Bible says, they began to envy him. Do they envy somebody who is not adding value? They began to envy him because he was a man of value. From today, you will become a man and a woman of value. You are not too small to be a person of value in your nation. And that's why I'm here tonight, to fertilize your life to the extent that suddenly the giant inside of you suddenly rises in the name of Jesus. And it will rise. I say it will rise. I say it will rise. I say it will rise. And of course, disconnecting from evil people and connecting with nation builders, nation lovers. And H, how do you become a lover of your nation? Exposing evil. Because you know God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7 verse 11. You expose evil. When you are in a place and you see evil. Bible says, God judges the righteous. God is angry with the wicked every day. Every what? Every day. These are the kind of scriptures that bring fear to my heart. That is, if you do something wrong, God is angry with such things. So whenever you see anything wrong, you are not to cover it up in your nation. Somebody will say, if I report evil, police will cover it up. Soldier will cover it up. But you have done your own part and your conscience is clear. Is somebody with me tonight? You have done your own part and your conscience is clear. May none of us here be among those that harbor armed robbers in the name of Jesus. May none of us here be among those that harbor evil people in the name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. I once had a property somewhere, and we rented it out to a young guy. And one day, the roof had a problem. And I sent carpenters there to go and work on it. And as they got into the roof, they saw that the boy was a Yahoo boy. He had a calabash that he brings out at night. He kept it inside the ceiling. He didn't know that they would say they wanted to go to the roof. I said, eject him. Even if he's going to pay us 1 million per year, we don't want blood money. Eject him. If every one of us is harboring evil, who will expose evil? If every one of us is embracing evil, we are clapping for people that are embezzling money. We even give them special places and positions in church. Executive positions in church. We call them father of the church. Or give them one position of the church. Who will expose evil? As from today, nobody here will be a partaker of evil in this nation. Say louder, amen. Say louder, amen. Nobody here will be a partaker of evil in this nation in the name of Jesus. Your heart will have a distaste for evil. I say your heart will have a distaste for evil. Your heart will have a distaste for evil. Well, I haven't finished the foundation. I want to go very deep tonight. How to show love to your nation. How do you show love to your nation? Number one is avoid joining forces or empowering destroyers. How do you show love to your nation? Don't join forces with destroyers. If you love your nation, don't join forces with destroyers. Join hands with those that will bring progress to the nation. Join hands with those who are working hard for the building of the nation. Cooperate. Collaborate. Join hands. Support those who are working day and night for the growth, development of. If every one of us is saying Nigeria is bad and we are killing the country, then who is going to build the nation? Who is going to build the nation? There should still be some few people like you and I that are ready to take the risk of cooperating, of collaborating with this nation. I have a book written by Aliko Dangote. His autobiography, his biography that wrote, and he said all his investments are in Nigeria. He said he doesn't have any house abroad. All my investments are here. That's why it's prospering here. I can't imagine a man, the richest man in Africa, saying all his investment is in his own nation. Until recently, that he started opening factories in neighboring countries. And that's why he's getting blessed here. Collaborate. Work with those who are ready to add value to the nation. There are blessings here. And you and I will partake of it in the name of Jesus. I say there are blessings here and you will enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Number two, how to show love to your nation is avoid indifference. Indifference and neglect often does a lot of damage to the nation. It is showing lack of concern for the growth and development and progress of the nation. Anywhere there is indifference, there will be destruction. In Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 39, Jesus showed a little bit of indifference to the children of Israel. To the disciples, they almost just died. There was a storm. The Bible says, and there arose a storm, a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And Jesus, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. If Jesus showed indifference to that storm, everybody would have crashed. Don't show indifference to the situation of Nigeria. Don't pray 50 prayer points in a day without even remembering one for your nation. Love will always find a way, while indifference, we always find excuses. Love, we always find a way. Yes, Nigeria is tough, but there's still a way. I can do well here. That's what they call love. But indifference, he said, there is no way again. A fool is interested. A fool who is interested is better than a genius that is indifferent. A fool that is interested is better than a genius that is indifferent. Elie Wiesel, a Jewish writer and professor, said, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. That is, I don't really care. Either the person is destroyed or not, I don't care. Either the nation destroyed or not, I don't care. That's what they call, that's the opposite of hatred. The opposite of love, beg your pardon. You must not let indifference catch up on you. Because indifference leads to decay. You are walking in a place and you see things not going well. You keep quiet. It's not in my mouth that they will hear that the teacher died, that the mother of the teacher died. You know what I'm talking about? You saw it that these people are stealing. You saw it that the system is collapsing. You say, let me be quiet. I don't want them to say I'm the one. It's from my mouth that they heard it. That's not how to be a good believer. Indifference will bring about the destruction of a nation. Evil multiplies when good people do nothing. James chapter 4 verse 17. James chapter 4 verse 17 says, therefore, for he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, he that knows to do good but is indifferent, he doesn't care. I don't really care. How do I know an indifferent person? A person that has no passion. That's an indifferent person. Forget it. Forget it. Just leave it. Leave it. Forget Nigeria. Nigeria jaga jaga. Everything don't scatter, scatter. It will not scatter in our hands. I say it will not scatter in our hands. Somebody say a big amen. Yes, things are challenging. Yes, the storm is raging. But as God liveth, we will laugh last in the name of Jesus. I say we will laugh last in the name of Jesus. I say we will laugh last in the name of Jesus. Friends, don't ever be in a place and be indifferent. You know those I fear most in the church? Those who are indifferent. They are not in any department. They are not adding any value. They cannot do anything in the church. They are the greatest critics of the church. Greatest critic of the church. But if you are involved, you are fasting, you are praying, you are involved in evangelism, you are in a department, you feel some pain when somebody does something wrong. You quickly look at a way to correct it so that the church can continue to move because you are part of the system. Even God doesn't take indifferent people very seriously. Say, this one is not a serious human being. It's not adding any value. I'm speaking on how to love your nation. I said number one is what? Sorry? Avoid joining forces with destroyers. Number two, let me tell you this tonight. What I'm teaching you tonight, if you can get it, it will change your life. everything in life is not only Father bless me, Father bless me, Father bless me. Say, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. The problem of most Nigerians is that we are too individualistic. We only care about ourselves and our family. If you are going to be a great person and you care alone about your family, you can't be a great person. Bible says, he that will be greatest among you, let him be the what? Servant of all. If you really want to be great, this is what you need. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. May you never be indifferent in the name of Jesus. Number three, how do you love your nation? Be contribution driven. Don't think of what Nigeria will do for you. Don't think of what the nation will do for you. Don't think of what the church will do for you. Think of what you will do for the nation. Parents, teach your children from now on how to add value anywhere they find themselves. Value addition is what makes you escape the tag of a parasitic person. Value addition. Be contribution driven. When you are in a nation, think of how to contribute to that nation. Nations don't make people. People always make nations. Be a statesman in your nation, not a politician. There's a difference between a politician and a statesman. A politician is somebody who they give a particular tenure, maybe 4 years or something, just wants to look for something to gather. A statesman is a promoter of the nation. A statesman is a man or a woman who is not thinking of him or herself alone. That's what they call them, statesmen. They are looking for what to add. Those are the people that are truly lifted. There were few here in our nation. There are few that are still here today. People like Obafemi Awolowo was like that. People like Nelson Mandela was like that. People like Benson Idahosa was like that. And people like the founder of CAC, what's his name? Babalola, was like that. They were looking for ways to add value to people's lives. They were statesmen. They were not politicians. They did not hold any political office. You don't have to be a politician to add value in your nation. What you need to do is to think contribution. Think contribution. Think value addition in your nation. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that through this teaching tonight, your mindset will change in the name of Jesus. Somebody sent me a text today, just today. I just laughed. The person tried to call me and I was busy, so I didn't have time to pick. My picking of calls these days is very, very, is somehow because of the kind of schedule that I run. So when I was through, I just sent the person a text. I'm busy, please, can you send me a text on what you really want? And then he said, the CBN is releasing 1 billion to so person. And the person wants your account number. And then once they will credit you that money, and then you will now give the person 50%. Him that is the agent will collect 25%. Then the person that warehouse the money will collect 25%. That's 250 million. I just reply with two words. No thanks. Does it make sense? How do you get money you did not work for? How does it work? That's the kind of thing we see here. Somebody is in that organization, in that CBN, wants to push money out, looking for somebody who has a good reputation, who they can push the money through, Somebody that when the CBN sees the name of the person, they will know that this person has integrity. So they push the money through the person, and then they will share the money. The person did not talk about, is the money going to be interest? Are we going to respond the money? All those ones are not there. Just share the money. Just share the money. Share the money. Share the money. How do we live our life like this in this nation? Which nation does that? In which nation of the world do you share public money like that? I was in the U.S. one day. I was coming back to Nigeria. And somebody, one of my bags got caught under. And then I went to a guy to help me to get it repaired and all that, to use this nylon something to get it done. And then he did that. And then I wanted to give him something. He just looked at you. He was so strange to him. He said, I don't understand. As in, you want to give me? We don't do that. And I just wanted to appreciate him for. He was looking at it like maybe I'm bribing him or something. In Nigeria, yeah, they will be following you. Okay. Find me something. This thing where I do, you know, this thing will go like that. You must find me something. He just looked at me like this. He said, no. We don't do that. No. I will now collect something. Our mentality has to change. Our mindset must change from that of corruption. And I'm glad many of our church members are like that. Yesterday, I mistakenly transferred money twice to one of our leaders' account. He's here right now. The network was bad and I transferred the first one. The second time, I transferred the other one. That one was successful. But the first one had gone. Immediately, he called me. Hello, sir. That money that you said I should use for help you sort out something, it came in twice. I said, yeah, there are still good people in this nation. But in some part of some other places, they said, this was the prayer my pastor prayed on Sunday that I will get miracle alert to. This must be the prayer that he prayed, that somebody will bless me in a mysterious way. This is it. They will even pay the tithe. It's funny, but it's not part of nation. It doesn't lift you. It brings you down. Anything that is not worked for, anything that is not your own that you are cornering, is not of value to you. Don't you have hands to work? God says he will bless the labor of your hands. Anybody that wants to be truly lifted in Nigeria, and of course all over the world, must know how to walk in integrity. We'll still get to that. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that God will truly lift you in the name of Jesus. It's not lack of money that makes people corrupt too. It's not lack of money. We have people that don't have money, yet they didn't embrace corruption. We have people, they don't have money, but they still have their self-respect. It's not until you have all the money in the world before you know that some things are just not right. They're just not right. They're just not right for you to collect money to give somebody marks as a lecturer. It's just not right. It's just not right. I've handled several cases of students in our church here, and even before this church started, in churches where I had pastored before, where students will come to me and say, once the lecturer says, I must sleep with him, I must do this, I must do that, before they can. It irritates me. It's irritating. You have your own children. You now say, until this lady does this before you, it will not. And such, there's none of those cases where I'm not very brutal about it. My prayer tonight is that you will be contribution-driven in the name of Jesus. Number four, how to love your nation is be impact conscious. Thank God we are in Impact House. If you love your nation, be impact conscious. Do all you can to positively impact your nation. Look for avenues to impact your nation. Look for avenues to add value to your nation. The Bible says the gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him before kings. You have a gift. Use it for your nation. You have something in you. Use it for your nation. Proverbs 18 verse 16. Use that your gift for your nation. Use that gift inside you to add value to it. If you can sing, sing that they know that you can sing in the nation. If you can teach, teach. Teach to the extent that you teach professors. You teach people, they become great in life. One day, I called one of my friends and I said, I'm looking for my vice principal when I was in secondary school. He said, why? I said, I remember how the man impacted me when I was in secondary school. One day, I looked for one of my teachers. They said he was still young at that time. Maybe I just started work at that time. I said, where does he live now? They said he lives somewhere in Ogun State. I looked for somebody. They said, take me there. Before I came here this evening, I bought some things and I loaded it in my boot and I went to the house of somebody who has impacted me so much. He was not a teacher, but he was a teacher of wisdom for me. And I heard he was in Ilorin. I drove to his house. I went there this morning. He was still sleeping because he's an old man now. I went back again this evening. I loaded his house. He sent the small boy staying with him. He said, yeah, you two, yeah, go and load his boot. Can you see impact? That's how to live. Be impact conscious. Look for the news to do something in this nation. If it's only your street that will be affected, let it be affected positively. If it is your state that will be affected, let it be affected positively. If it is the entire country that will be affected, let it be. Do something in the nation. If you are working in an organization, don't let them mention three names in that organization before they mention your name. Through your deliberate value addition in that company. There's no company or organization where I've worked where they will forget me for life. And there's nobody who is a pastor who are pastor that will forget me for life. You might not really like me, but you can't forget me for life. Because the work of your pastor is not for you to like your pastor. The work of your pastor is to tell you the truth of what God is saying. Somebody say amen. You have something in you, brethren. The way you are sitting, I can see your faces. God loaded something inside of you. Disseminate it. If you can write, begin to write books. If you can sing, begin to sing. If you can cook, begin to cook. Let people eat that they begin to bite their tongue. Yes, that means you are adding value. If you can do sports to the extent that they carry you from Nigeria, they carry you go Obodo Oyinbo. You go and represent the nation there. Just make sure that you are adding value. If you are sitting down doing nothing, you are losing value. Now, listen. Life, they call it lifetime. The only place where there is unlimited time is eternity. Here, you have time. Use that time well. Use that time well. Use that time well. I read something about a man yesterday called Warren Buffett. He has donated $200 billion. As donation to people, to nations. Value addition. He has been living in the same house, the same first house he bought since he started life. That's the same house he's still living. He's using the same car he bought in 1970-something. Still using it now. He's not material-driven. He's contribution-driven. I laugh sometimes when I see believers just every 6 months changing cars. I just laugh. Everybody has his own priority. Add value. You are not empty. Do something that will affect your community. Bring people together to do something in your church, in your nation, in your community. While I was in university, I said, will I leave this university without doing something in this fellowship that I'm attending? And I gathered people together. We are just carrying instruments with our head. Let's buy a bus. Everybody laughed. I went to the pastor. I have a vision that we should buy a bus. The pastor said, since you are the one that God showed the vision, you are the same person that God will reveal on how the bus will be bought. Because there's no money here to buy bus. But the bus was bought. The first in the history. And when I'm moving on the street in the school, people will be calling me Mr. Project. Mr. Project. Mr. Project. Add value. Do something. My prayer for you is that you will not just pass through this life, you will make phenomenal impact in life. I say you will not just pass through this life, you will make phenomenal impact in life. If you are a teacher, teach the students that they will never forget you in life. Teach the students, they will never forget you. They will say, that's my teacher in primary school. That's my teacher in primary school. Impact making people, they don't get broke. Before they get broke, somebody will remember them somewhere. Somebody somewhere, this person has added value to me some time ago. From today, you'll be a value adding person. I say from today, you'll be a value adding person. Don't be a parent thinking of when your child will grow up small and you put orange on their head to be walking all over the place. Look for how you will work hard to add value to that child. So that when the child grows up, the person will have good memories and add value back to you. I know somebody, and God has been using my wife and I to be a blessing to the person for almost about 12 years now. When he was young, he never attended to his family. His wife was abandoned. The children were abandoned. Now the person is very, very old. He has not set his eye on any of his children in the last maybe 12 years. Nobody cares because there was no value added. When he had strength, he was using it for gallivanting. You know gallivanting? Gallivanting. Enjoyment. This message is deep tonight, but I really pray that God gives you an understanding to be able to get the depth of this tonight, and then you will see your life just open up. Your life just opens up. Because you are contribution driven. You are value driven. You are looking for avenues to make things better in the nation, in the state, in the local government, in your streets, everywhere. There was one time somebody had a street in his name. And I saw the street. I said, why is this street like this? So I said they should pour granite and make the place okay. We use so many bags of cement there. The person that owned the street now phoned me and said, thank you very much for repairing our street. Oh, please, can you tell me, is there anything I can do that I can use to? After you saw the street like that and you were taking the other side of the road, somebody else now repaired it and now said, what can I add? That's what they call messing after death. Look for avenues to be a blessing. You will be a blessing to your nation. I say you will be a blessing to your nation. You will be a blessing to your community. As I begin to round up tonight, how to love your nation. Be a good citizen everywhere. Have a good name. Be a good citizen in your nation. Don't give your nation, your church, your community a bad name. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Because a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Anywhere you go now, when people are on the line, they say, Nigerians, green passport, 5 years specially. They are taking us specially for special checks. They will check the hair that there's no cocaine inside. They will check the nose that something is not inside. They will say, ladies, oh yeah, another lady should check Nigeria. Check them very well. Press them. Are you sure there's nothing? Somebody must have something. If you want to be lifted in your nation, don't give your nation a bad name. Good men do not die with their names. Their names live on. Good men don't die. When they die, their names continue to live on. One of the richest men in the world, Warren Buffett, said, it takes 20 years to build a name, but it takes 5 minutes to ruin the name. 20 years you use it to build a name, but in 5 minutes you can ruin the name. You can be working in a place for 20 years, but you just mistakenly stole money, 1,000, and they caught you. That's all. Your name will not be destroyed. I say your name will not be destroyed. I say your name will not be destroyed. It takes many good deeds to build a good name, but one bad deed to ruin the good name. Before you can have a good name, you must have done many things. You must have been a blessing to me, but to ruin that name, just something small, the name is gone. The good reputation is gone. You will never, ever, ever have a bad name in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Well, I have two more points, but my time is already up. I hope someday, somehow, we'll get to teach again on this. I pray that the blessing of the Lord that makes each one to be relevant in their nation, in their community, in their areas of assignment, that same blessing comes on each one here in the name of Jesus. I believe you have been blessed tonight. If you have been blessed, shout a big hallelujah.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.